Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Hear this from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter, 9th verse. And they were coming down the mountain, that is, the Mount of Transfiguration, and Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." This will serve as our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the headline caught my attention. CIA doesn't think it keeps too many secrets. What? It just sounds crazy. That's what the CIA is supposed to have. It's the storehouse of secrets. The CIA, or the Central Intelligence Agency, is one of the primary intelligence gathering agencies of the United States. Located in Langley, Virginia, just a few miles west of Washington, D.C., the CIA has three principal activities. One, gathering information about foreign governments, about corporations, and about individuals. That's finding out secrets. Two, analyzing the information along with the intelligence gathered by other U.S. agencies. That's understanding secrets. And three, upon the request of the President of the United States, carrying out or overseeing covert activities. That's making secrets. Finding out secrets, understanding secrets, making secrets. See, that's what the CIA does, and the CIA knows about secrets. Jesus knows about secrets, too. Coming down the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one." Peter, James, and John were up on a high mountain, and before their face, Jesus was transfigured, glowed glorious white. And there appeared Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, and the voice. Oh yeah, don't forget about the voice coming from heaven. "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And after all of that, Jesus commanded them to tell no one. Shh, it's a secret. The band 10,000 Maniacs sang, "Don't talk." Sergeant Schultz replied, "I know nothing, nothing." Shakespeare wrote, "Seal up your lips and give no words but mum." And Jesus said, "Tell no one." When Jesus deals with demons, he says, "Tell no one." When Jesus heals humans, he says, "Tell no one." When Jesus feels for his disciples, he says, "Tell no one." This aspect of silence is a part of Jesus' ministry, particularly at the beginning of his ministry. Now, some scholars have called it the messianic secret. And various explanations have been put forth. Some are complicated and complex. Some have suggested Jesus employed reverse psychology. I'm not sure this was Jesus' intention, but the result was the same. If I say, "Don't eat the cookie," then you all want to eat the cookie. Jesus said, "Don't tell." And in every instance, the word spread. It's more likely Jesus just wanted to keep the main thing, the main thing. And the main thing was Jesus dying and rising. Jim Veltz, my professor at Concordia Seminary, said it this way, and I'm going to quote his book. "Much more likely is the concern that miraculous activity such as an exorcism of a demon will lead to false expectations on the part of the people. Messianic expectation of a political sort was widespread in first century AD Palestine, and any miracle performed in the presence of a crowd would only fuel that expectation. Remember how the crowd wanted to make Jesus king after that miraculous feeding of the 5,000? Remember how Gamaliel mentioned the other messianic pretenders that riled the crowds and gained support? Well, just as the crowd cannot be incited too early, neither can the authorities, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, the whole Sanhedrin. It's a secret. You remember that headline that caught my attention? CIA doesn't think it's keeping too many secrets. The article was about the battle between the CIA and the Senate over how much information about its George W. Bush era torture tactics should be released. And the CIA doesn't think it's keeping too many secrets. Secret is held. And there comes a time when it is revealed. You're offered a new job. You accept. You give your 2 weeks' notice. And then you announce that you are leaving. The secret is revealed. You're pregnant with your second child. You have your son wear "I'm a big brother" t-shirt to grandma and grandpa's house. And the secret is revealed. You've bought a birthday gift. It's such a perfect gift. And the celebration, at the celebration of the birthday, you hand it to the birthday girl and you say, "You've got to open it now." And once the ribbon and the paper has been shredded, the secret is revealed. In each of these scenarios, there was a time to keep the secret, but that time has come. And that time has gone. A secret is held, and there comes a time when it is revealed. Jesus' identity and His works were concealed. It's a secret. Until the Lord's death and resurrection are revealed. You see Him? See Jesus on His way to Jerusalem? See Jesus on His way to the Garden of Gethsemane? On His way to that early morning Sanhedrin trial? On His way to stand silently before Pilate? See Jesus on His way carrying the cross to Golgotha? On His way to die for you, for me, and for all of mankind? Jesus died. And He rose, victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Jesus rose, and now the proverbial cat is out of the bag. On the first day of the week, Jesus rose early and appeared to Mary Magdalene. And she went and told, "Jesus is alive." And on the road to Emmaus, Jesus appeared to two of them while they were walking in the country. And they returned and reported it to the rest. They told, "Jesus is alive." And Jesus appeared to the 11 and He told them, "Go and make disciples." Well, my dear Christian friends, the time to keep the secret has gone. So then why are so many of us silent? We talk to our neighbors about the house. We talk to our co-workers about the boss. We talk to our classmates about the test. We talk to our friends about our interests. We talk to our family about our medical problems. We talk to total strangers about our favorite movie. But when it comes to salvation through Jesus, we act as if, it's a secret. We act as if we're the 10,000 maniacs singing "Don't Talk." We act as if we're Sergeant Schultz repeating, "I know nothing, nothing." We act as if we're Shakespeare who wrote, "Seal up your lips and give no words but mum." We just can't seem to forget Jesus telling us, "Do not tell." But it's no longer a secret. So go, go and tell, whisper it, shout it, just tell it. The secret is revealed. Amen. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.